HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown.com, the place for Colorado festival, event, and travel information. The holidays were somewhat of a blur, and it's been difficult trying to get back to a normal schedule. As a writer and small business owner, taking time off means getting way, way behind. I know some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. While you are listening to this, I will be at Uhlerfest in Breckenridge. This week-long event runs the 6th through the 12th, and this is the 50th anniversary. Uller is the Norse god of winter, and in Europe, he's considered the guardian of skiers. Let's hope he has an eye on me this winter. Uller Festival was originally developed as a party for the people of Breckenridge, a way to cope with the inevitable cabin fever that comes with living in a mountain town during the winter. Today, the event has expanded, although it is still a much-loved, homegrown affair. Stop by my Facebook page this week to check out all the wacky and wonderful things happening at Uhlerfest, or better yet, call in sick and come and join me on the slopes. Just don't forget your Viking helmet. For more information and to keep tabs on everything happening in Breckenridge, Colorado, go to gobreck.com. And speaking of festivals, one of my favorites is just around the corner. Several years ago, Ryan and I decided to do some snowshoeing in Rocky Mountain National Park on a random weekend in January. While in Estes, we stumbled into Winter Festival, and it has been on our schedule ever since. I've been watching the event grow and grow, but so far the organizers have done a great job at keeping it very organized, despite large crowds. It's a combination of things that makes this event one of our favorites, but mostly it's the chili competition and the beer. Individuals and restaurants alike compete in various chili categories, and the guests of the fest get to be judges. New this year is a mac and cheese competition. I highly approve of this move. There's also loads of beer and wine available to taste. A really great feature of Winter Festival is that it really is fun for all ages. There are activities for kids that include ice skating and an amazing interactive ice castle. Last year, we attended Winterfest with friends who have a couple little boys. The ice castle kept them entertained for hours. The 4th annual Estes Park Winter Festival is January 18th through the 21st. A schedule can be found at estesparkwinterfestival.com. I hope to see you there. Since we seem to be on the topic of festivals, the National Western Stock Show and Rodeo starts this week. This historic event that will be staying in Denver kicks off Thursday with a famous parade in downtown. The stock show officially runs January 12th through the 27th. And don't forget, the stock show is about more than just goats, cows, and other livestock. There's a high-end art show each weekend, entertainment galore, and much, much more. Go to nationalwestern.com for details. If you haven't visited HeidiTown.com lately, here's what you've been missing out on. I recapped my amazing year in pictures, so be sure to check out the top 10 memories from the mayor of HeidiTown, Colorado for 2012. Also, you heard about it, but now you can read about our excursion to Cripple Creek. Find out how I landed in jail and how I managed to get out. And just like that, I'm out of time. Until next week, I will see you online at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com on FB, on Twitter at HeidiTown, or on Google+. Thanks for listening, and maybe I will see you on the slopes at Breckenridge this weekend. Just look for the redhead in a sparkly blue and white Viking helmet.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.